Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of our favorite friends of the show, period, is Gianni Russo. He is one of the most colorful, interesting lives you'll ever read about. His book, Hollywood Godfather, is an incredible walk through his life that literally starts as a kid in a polio hospital and it ends with legend. I mean, truly a legend as Carlo in The Godfather, as a guy who's owned clubs in Vegas, as a guy who's traveling, coming through, hell, we may be able to get him in Kansas City as he's making tours of all of the Bally casinos.
Born December 12th in Manhattan and raised in Little Italy and Staten Island, New York, our next guest is a man of many life experiences. He overcame polio as a child, spent time as a teen working as a runner for mob boss Frank Costello, going on to act in the movie classic, The Godfather. He's owned a club and casino in Las Vegas, owned his own wine brand, worked as an actor in television and film, had sex with Marilyn Monroe. And that's just scratching the surface of one of the most interesting life stories we've ever heard, as told in his book, Hollywood Godfather, My Life in Movies and the Mob. And he's here today to talk about his latest book, the crime fiction novel, The Sixth Family. Please welcome, friend of the show, Gianni Russo.
Gianni, how have you been?
I've been great, man. Thank you for having me back.
Listen, congratulations, a new book?
Yeah, the new book's already getting 5-star reviews on Amazon, and I can't even write my own name. Now I'm writing novels. I love it.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, first of all, Hollywood Godfather, I bet I bought 3, maybe 5 copies of this and given it as friends, and every single person is like, come on. I'm like, it's all real. You should meet him. It is an incredible walk through an amazing life.
Well, you know, I've been blessed, fortunately. I mean, as you mentioned in the opening, 1949, I went into Bellevue Hospital, stood there 5 years quarantined while I was trying to figure out how to cure polio. And I was part of the experiment with Jonas Salk. And preparing for the show that I'm doing on tour now, I turned it into an 80-minute musical. And we did research. One of the movies I did, Seabiscuit, was a period piece.
Yeah.
And the guy who did all the research helped me promote and produce the show. And we found a photograph of me in a full body cast.
Yeah.
And I was the poster boy for the March of Dimes for President Roosevelt and Eddie Cantor when they launched the March of Dimes.
Yes.
And all that money went to Jonas Salk. Unfortunately, it became, you know, the assault vaccine and cure this thing.
Yeah.
It was an amazing beginning.
It isn't funny. They take a kid and they literally were like, you have to be in quarantine and you have to go to this hospital. And it was just the way it was, sadly. And, you know, and that was a terrifying way to be a kid.
And, oh, my God. And there's, you know, I watched 2,500 kids die in 5 years in that ward, 20-bed ward. You can imagine.
See, that's the thing that makes me so crazy about this world today. You know, this story, your firsthand story, you saw what can happen. And then we argue about a vaccination. We argue about this. I'm like, look, you got to stop. Like, you have to acknowledge it. It can be real. I don't know everything, but I do know that I look at our past. I look at people I know. I listen to the words they say, and I go, yeah, you got to be careful. Listen to the guys before you. You'll learn something.
Yeah, I mean, it's and that's one of the reasons that encouraged me to write the original book. because even my kids and my grandchildren, like they're so confused. But a lot of it has to do with the politics. I mean,
sure,
the way
does.
They
of course
they're
does.
Running this country now, it's ridiculous.
No,
fortunately, I can't believe I'm 80 years old now, and I'm saying like I can reflect on so many things. I feel like my grandfather, who's like Confucius, he always used to give me these words of wisdom, but it was just from life experience.
That's my Uncle Paulie. My Uncle Paulie was everything he ever told me. I for whatever reason I could hold on to it, and I'm telling you, like. A hundred different phrases that'll pop into my head in certain situations. And I'm like, he was so right. He understood. He knew.
You know, it's just like you said, experience of life. And we didn't have all of these confusing gadgets and toys and things. I mean, I lost a couple of my grandchildren because I refused to have them come here to visit me. And they were on their phones all day.
Yeah.
So I started checking in their phones when they walked in. And they got mad at me, and their mothers even defended them.
They're
coming for an hour or two to talk, or have dinner or something. What are we doing with these podcasts and all? I mean, the hand pods, but I mean, what the hell are you?
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand you. Listen, we have a thing, so we'll take motorcycle rides with everybody. So, and these are guys I've known for 30 years, and we got to a place we realized we were doing the same thing. So now the phones, as soon as you sit down at the bar, as soon as you sit down to eat, they go in the middle. First person to touch the goddamn phone picks up the bar tab for all of us. And it's got it in a pretty good place now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like you're saying, I've seen, like, you know, unfortunately, I have so many kids. I don't know if you know that. I have 13 kids. I got 10 boys, 9 girls, and 15 grandchildren. They confuse me with all this stuff they got.
Nuts. You know, you and by the way, if you just joined the show, the great Jenny Russo. Carlo and the Godfather. By the way, did you see that Jersey Jack just put out a pinball machine for the 50th anniversary of the Godfather?
Oh, I know. I mean, they called me and they paid me. There's a character in me or something on that.
Fan, I just saw it this weekend. I flew down to the Texas Pinball Festival. I'm a huge pinball fan, and the machine looks great. It looks great, Jenny.
Did you see Malakas on it or anything?
You know, I'm going to have to go back and look because it was everybody was crowding around these things. There was, you know, there was 10,000 people, everybody trying to get a look at these things. So it was,
it's funny. I'm in slot machines. I'm all over the place. Well, you know, the Godfather now is 51 years old. I can't believe this. Well, I mean, here we are talking about a film I made 52 years ago. It's insanity.
Well, and people today won't even understand how you got in that film. In the life before that, and again, it's so much. We talked about for a moment, you, as a kid being in that hospital, you get out of the hospital and you got to make money, even though you're a little kid. And you end up meeting Frank Costello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And
Frank Costello, I mean, he became my mentor. And I was with him until he died, until 73. I mean, you know, it was so funny. I had the pleasure. They actually had a private screening for a lot of these people that I arranged. You know, the mob was very involved in getting the film, finally getting it made, because Joe Colombo was picketing the FBI building, the crime boss of the Colombo family. The five families in New York were totally against this movie being made at first. And then, you know, fortunately for Barry Schlotnick, a young Jewish attorney at the time, I said, let Barry read the script and what you don't like, if they change it, this could be a very glorifying film to our heritage, which it turned out to be. You know, at first they thought it was like, guineas and all that and all this defamatory stuff. But unfortunately, they changed it around. But here we are. I mean, I this year, I went as far as Sicily, London, on tour with this show. This Godfather's not going away.
No, it's not.
And I just made a huge deal in Beijing with this young kid. I can't believe he's 32 years old. He owns JR and JJ Distributing. I mean, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. This kid made $157 billion last year. He's the third largest distributor in the world.
And what
under Walmart and Amazon. This kid.
What are you doing with him?
Well, I own everything digestible from the Corleones. If you go online right now, or your listeners, go to Corleone Fine Italian Foods. My website is there. I created a clothing line, La Cosa Mia by Gianni. It's all influenced by Connie and Carlo Clothing. I mean, it's like, I can say what I've done with this project.
That's amazing. I believe they'd say you were quite the earner.
Oh, my God, yeah. And this new book, which I'm really happy about.
So good.
And they've asked, after the first book, they asked me to do four more books. They commissioned me to do books. I'm saying, my lawyers said, Johnny, you keep writing these books, you're going to jail. I said, what are you talking about? He said, a lot of stuff you're talking about, there's no statutes of limitation. You're going to be indicted.
Right,
If you're going to do more books, do novels. That's why, you know, The Sixth Family, it says volume one. There's three more volumes coming.
Now,
and this book is only out, you know, a matter of months, and it's a bestseller already.
I have a friend.
Great.
I had a friend. He's passed now, but his name was Richard Marcinko. And he was the commander of SEAL Team 6, Red Cell, and he was a part of SEAL Team 2. He wrote that book, Rogue Warrior, which was his biography.
Yeah, I met him.
And Richard, he was a dear friend to us. But he realized much, and I this is what I wanted to ask you. He realized after the first one, he was able to write his biography, but there was a lot of things that he was not legally able to talk about or could cause some issue. So he wrote, throw your quote fingers up, fictional books with real facts in them. And that is that what we're talking about with The Sixth Family? These are stories that may or may not have real truth to them, but you put them out in such a way that it's not going to cause any trouble for anybody.
Well, you know, the disclaimer that my lawyers and my co-writer came out, but which I think is brilliant, is that this is a book of fiction, except for the truth.
See, and Richard wrote 20 different books just like that. Because that was the way he could do it. Because he's seen it, he knew it. Just some names were changed, some dates were changed, but the story, the actual thing, the things that happened were very real.
Well, there was a mystery for years, and fortunately, you know, my first book I talked about the Kennedys killing Marilyn Monroe, and everybody went crazy. And now Netflix this summer had a whole thing about Marilyn Monroe, and they put Robert Kennedy at her house for 6 hours before she was carried out in an ambulance.
Right.
And he always denied he was even in the state. So now this book, which is more interesting, I found out I had my third daughter, who's now 63 years old. Her name is Pearl. And her mother is Marilyn Monroe, which I think is amazing.
And you think this is totally, this is without a doubt. How can this be true, though? I mean, this is crazy.
What do you mean? Out of curiosity, she wanted to know whether her father was Joe DiMaggio or Gianni Russo. And she did all this DNA and all this stuff. And I mean, she's a marvelous lady. Well, yeah, but the thing is, she's a mother. And Costello was one of the people that helped this kid. You know, he loved Marilyn Monroe. Frank Costello hit Marilyn. That's how I got to meet her. She was at the Waldorf Astoria here for a year, trying to get out of the Zanuck, Daryl Zanuck and them at Fox, just wanted to be the sex symbol, and she wanted to be a legitimate actress. So she came here for a year and studied with Lee Strasberg and all them, and that's how I met her. I used to walk her down to Strasberg. I was 16 years old. She'd walk down with me from the Waldorf down to Park Avenue, 15th Street, go to class, I'd come back and walk her back, and we created a friendship for 5 years.
Yeah, and isn't it crazy that the time in that life, the time in that piece of our history, when you talk about getting a John F. Kennedy elected in the South and the Southeast, an Irish Catholic, right? And
oh my God, yeah.
And you know all that went down with that. I believe Frank and a few other guys really know, Giancana really know exactly everything that happened.
Oh, my God. It's funny you mentioned, you know, Sinatra, Sam Giancana. We were all together the last weekend of July, 1962, when they were trying to convince Marilyn they'd set up her room with cameras, and they were going to set up her and Bobby. Nobody realized, you know, when John became president, he couldn't see her anymore. So he said, give me a year or two. This is how naive she is. She said, give me a year or two, and then I'll divorce Jackie, and we'll be together.
Right.
And she had no self-esteem, and then Bobby took advantage of her. And we found out that weekend when they asked her to do them this favor, which she would do anything for the mom. They all treated her well. They all loved her. And and they wanted her to sleep with Robert one more time. And we didn't know. She went crazy. She just had an abortion of Robert Kennedy's baby because he was married to Ethel, and he's the attorney general. She went crazy on these Kennedy boys. Yeah. She went, I'm going public. I don't care about these Catholics anymore. They're lying. And she was going to the publicity.
Yep.
She was going everywhere. And she called Joe DiMaggio to come and get her because he was in San Francisco. We were up in Cal Neva, which is a resort in Nevada on the California border.
Sure.
And Joe DiMaggio made this mistake and called Frank. He said, what's going on? She's screaming. Come on. He said, mind your business and don't come. I often wondered, what if he came and got her out of there? If she would have became the great actress that she could have been. You know, she died when she was 32 or 33. It was ridiculous. On August 5th, that's how soon after. The following week, she was dead.
The name of this book is The Sixth Family. It's new, right, by Jenny Russo. If you loved Hollywood Godfather, his biography, this is another look inside a world. And I just got the information, and so I've got to read the book. But as soon as I finish the book cover to cover, Jenny, you know, of course, I would love for you to come back on and let's talk about this.
I would love it. I love coming. And you know, I have such a memory of Kansas City with Cervella and Mothers, you know, and sure, those guys, Corky and them. That's another whole thing because, you know, there was a big part of my life when the Cervellas arranged for me to borrow $72 million from the Teamsters to build my hotel in Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, I love going to, you know,
it's got a great, great history and super interesting because so many people don't know. I had this discussion with somebody the other day. They go, well, they knew, you know, in their minds, Chicago, they knew New York. And I go, no, L.A., Nevada, Las Vegas, Kansas City was the hub. I go, that was the in-between. I go, that's, you know, it's an important part of the entire story. And they living here, they had no idea.
Oh, yeah. If you look up the Cervellas, I mean, they were major, major players. And they control, basically, I mean, you could talk about you know, Alan Dorfman and all the different people who were the front runners, but behind the scenes, I made a deal on a napkin at their house for $72 million. If they okayed you, you got the loan. I was building the Renaissance Hotel. I'll never forget it. That was April Fool's Day, 1980. Thank God, Jimmy Carter. I'm the only guy that really liked the fact that Jimmy Carter was president because the construction money went to 19%. And Ernst & Young, because the Teamsters had that kind of power with, you know, they wanted a CPA firm to watch the withdrawals. And they said, you know, Johnny, you're going to have a 91% occupancy just to pay the debt. And then I decided to pull the plug. Thank God, because if I took another dime from them, I'd be doing 20 years. Because they were investigating all of the Teamsters' money. The Teamsters put $157 million of the Brotherhood's retirement fund into building Las Vegas. Even Steve Wynn borrowed money from them.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Listen, I was going down a rabbit hole not that long ago and looking into the book, the black book, the Vegas book, the infamous book. And there was I was like, oh, I know that name from this town. I know this name from this town. There was more than a few Kansas Cityans in that book.
Oh my God, yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Sarkis, Webby, forget all those guys. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
They were all fronts. Like we were just talking about Cervellas. It was crazy.
Jenny, I'm always glad to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear you're doing great. I can't wait to read The Sixth Family. I can't wait to find out. And I hope when you do this tour, and I know you're going out and doing a bunch of casinos, we have a place in Kansas City that you can come because I'd like
to find a place for me. I'll come.
I would love it. I would love to host
Book
you.
Me
take
up,
care
man.
Of it.
No, I love it. Thank you.
Anytime. You stay right there. Hold on a second, Jenny. Yeah. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That was condensed.
Yeah. I assure you, first off, if you like reading, find the book The Hollywood Godfather by Gianni Russo. GIANNIRUSSO. Read through it. He is seen more than you understand. And again, you know, his book, when you take a look at it, and you look at, I mean, who jumped in and was like, yes, absolutely, I will give you my endorsement. I will back this. You can't do these things. You understand? You understand. You
I do.
Know. He has a lot of friendships that were okay with the stories that are told in this book. And it will give you a real serious look into a whole different world you have no idea about. It's called The Hollywood Godfather. Now his new book, called The Sixth Family, Jenny Russo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.